Welcome to the Past, Present, and Future Radio Podcast Show. Today, we will be talking about the understanding of cultural traditions within historical context with podcasting and the radio. To begin, I want to say, how did we get here? There is no way the people of the past believed that we would be doing radio podcast shows on YouTube today. In the past, for the people to receive the podcast or the radio show, they would all have to gather around a radio and listen to what was happening at the certain time that it was airing. So they had to be really good planners to get that done. Radio has an unforgettable history. Now that the digital age is upon us, it is changing every single day. Nikola Tesla is, in my opinion, had the biggest impact upon wireless communications devices, which is what we are talking about today, the radio. But to finish off, Lee DeForest developed reliable transmissionable technology for radio broadcasting that was beginning, and the first radio and podcasting signs at its earliest stages. It came a long way from then. As well, in World War I, vacuum tubes and wireless transmitters were the best form of audio in 1915. So this shows how long they've been around and been used for good reason and have been successful. In 1920 and in the 20s, the public adopted the radio, and it became more mainstream. FM radio inventor Edwin Howard Armstrong is an example of the present and past. He could even potentially be brought into the future. FM radio has been around for a long time. It began in the 1890s. As well, companies that have been around as AT&T and CBS. They have been big business names in the radio transmitting ages for a while. They began in 1927. Present day, and on to the next segment, people can go onto the internet and find podcasts on almost any topic they desire. The present radio and podcasting seems to be at a point. Maybe it can get better than this, maybe not. I think it has a lot more improvement to make. You will find out in the next segment of the podcast. The radio industry today is a $1 billion money machine. American radio revenues have increased over $14 billion in 2011. As they keep growing, in 2018, they were over $22 billion due to the increase in radio and podcasting due to many people among different streaming sites. The goal of radio was to be a dominant medium of mass communications. With radio, the audience demographic plays a huge role in the facts of what listeners come in and at what time they're listening. Your broadcasting wants to align with the most important parts when your highest viewers are in. At the same time, you can lower your operating costs of radio due to the fact we have computerized systems that can work while you're gone. This reduces the costs more and more each year. In times of crisis, the radio could even come through and work for us. It may not even go down. On to the last segment in the future. The radio and the podcast could include many different types of transmitting. Virtually, it could be going through 4D, holographs, virtual reality, we don't know. The next person to come up with something might change the world forever. I do know that the future revenues are predicted to grow larger, so this almost guarantees that the future and radio and podcasting will be good and will be better than right now. The ability to advertise and promote business and music is so efficient, and you can get information around so quickly through different sites as well, Pandora, Apple Music, and Spotify and SoundCloud are the future of music and radio transmitting. They have software that is phenomenally done. It can be accessed on mobile devices, desktops, and even wearable devices. Another thing about podcasts, they are easily downloaded and similar to blogs because they express topics in audio messages through rich site summary. Podcasts are the most flexible way to deliver different content. As well, you do not have to visit a website to download an audio file. Podcasting is easy and inexpensive and can range from talking to sports and music from different cultures. Thank you for tuning into the Past, Present, Future Radio Podcast Show. Today we gained much knowledge on audio media, radio, and podcasting. The future of radio is uncapped and has limitless potential. Thank you for the podcast support and tune in next time.